May the joy and the mission of the Epiphany be and abide in our hearts forever. Amen. Our sermon today is actually based on all the readings together. I listed Matthew 2:1-12, but you heard them all. And they're all talking about the Gentile Christmas, Epiphany. Epiphany is a mission Sunday. Mission theme. And it's also the Gentile Christmas. Did you notice the epistle lesson? What Paul was talking about there? He was talking about going to preach to the Gentiles. Before the shepherds had come, it was the Jews who had come. But now the Gentiles. Arise, shine, your light is come. The message for you and for me. But I want to start out talking a little bit about the wise men, because there's a lot of people don't know about them. How many were there?
Three.
We don't know. Were they all kings?
No.
Probably none of them. Where did they come from? But where do we maybe think they came from? Think back. Think back at the Old Testament. Think back when the Israelites were taken into captivity in Babylon. Remember reading that? And they were fairly good to them. Matter of fact, they decided to train some of the young Jews to be what? Wise men. Did you know that? And there are four that we know of very clearly. One of them was Daniel. Remember hearing about Daniel? Then three more. They were given different names. But remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were chosen because they were bright, young, Jewish youth. And they were going to be trained as wise men. Wise men were trained in all different areas. In the area of medicine, of law, of astronomy, as magicians, everything you can imagine. And they were trained very wisely, and yet the Old Testament tells about Solomon, and it even compares Solomon in his witness, in his ministry, and his wisdom was way ahead of all of these. Of all of the wise men of the world, Solomon excelled in wisdom over all the children of the east country, the wisdom of Egypt, and all the other countries in the east. People came from all over to hear the wisdom of God. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs, the Psalms were 1,005. Not all in the Bible are they. But he was wise. But the wise men outside of Solomon were the wisest people in the world. And that's how come they figured out to go to Bethlehem, right? That they looked at all the stars and everything in the sky with their astronomy and their teaching. And all of this brought them to Jesus, right? Was not their wisdom. All the wisdom in the world will not bring us to Jesus. It was the Holy Spirit that brought them. The star they saw. But why do I think that maybe they came from Babylon? Because they were wise men. And they went through that same school that Solomon and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went. You know, the school after wouldn't be the same. That was hundreds of years later. But still, the impact of the witness of those believers in the Messiah was felt for ages. The witness of Daniel. What do we remember about Daniel besides interpreting all the dreams for the kings and his prophecies? But Daniel and the lions did. His power was in the Lord. The other three wise men, remember what happened when they didn't worship the idols of the king, they're thrown in that fiery furnace. King said, unless you renounce, I'm going to throw you in. Said, you think your God can save you? We don't know if our God will save us or not, but if he doesn't, we still will proclaim him as our Lord. The Holy Spirit worked in their hearts, and now the Holy Spirit, I feel, is what worked in Babylon, where through the witness of the three wise men there that were trained, four wise men, that had passed down through the ages about Jesus, the promised Messiah, the one who is coming. Anyway, we know the Holy Spirit opened up their hearts and got them to go on a journey, a long journey. It was months. You know, when they came and got to Bethlehem, did you notice? Did they kneel down at the manger? They came into the house. Already then, there was a house there, and they came into the house and brought their gifts. But it was a long journey for months and months and months. And they were such strong faith following that star. But then something happened on that trip. Something happened that sometimes turns people today away from Jesus. They saw the bright lights of Jerusalem. And sometimes it's the bright lights of this world that would pull us away from our devotion to Jesus. Some things become more important in our lives. All of a sudden we're sidetracked from where it is. Remember when Peter was walking on water and said, Lord, if they become, they came. When did he begin to sink? When he took his eyes off Jesus. When he looked at the waves, and the waves were big high, and he began to sink. He took his eyes off Jesus. What happened with the wise men? They took their eyes off Jesus, so to speak. Looked away from the star, and they said, oh, it's got to be Jerusalem. Our minds tell us that. Because they knew Jerusalem was a city of the Jews. So they went in town not asking if their faith was firm. It was not, was there a king born here? No. Where is he that was born king of the Jews? And Herod was troubled and all the people with him, because Herod was a wicked ruler. And when he was angry, he took his anger out on the people. And so he called together all the religious leaders and said, hey, look it up and see. And it was there. It was there for them all the time, but they weren't looking for the Messiah. They weren't looking for Jesus. They said, oh yeah, going to be born in Bethlehem. And so when the disciples left to go to Bethlehem, there probably were 500 people at least going with them now that learned where it was again. Not so. They went alone. The people that were rejoicing in the world in Jerusalem stayed on rejoicing. The wise men went alone, but thank the Lord, they got outside of Jerusalem and there was a star again. And remember, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy because they found the way to the Christ child. This is all about us in our lives. You know, we've been called. Most of us are from the Gentile descent also. So this should be a lesson for us. The shepherds came first as Jews. They got that first message. So today is the second Christmas day we're celebrating. The first one, the shepherds got the word again. The wise men were the wisest people in the world, and the world then said the shepherds were the dumbest. Said they're just nobodies. The shepherds were the lowly shepherds. And yet the shepherds received that same wisdom that the wise men received. Because the angel of the Lord came unto them and told them that a Savior was born. Fear not. I bring you great good tidings of great joy, which shall be to the Jews. be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. It's all because of sin in the world that we need a Savior. All because of sin that we need Jesus. Because Adam and Eve failed in that garden and disobeyed God. They brought sin into the world, and with sin, death. And you and I, and everyone since, was born into sin. And so the Savior was necessary. And that's what the epistle was about. Arise, shine, your light has come. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus brings us life. So they went to Bethlehem, those shepherds, and what did they find? They found a Savior who is Christ the Lord, the giver of all things for us, everything we need. We wonder how they could leave their flocks with the shepherds who were so attached to them. Here again was another miracle that I'm sure God had angels there watching over them. The angels watching the sheep while they went. But they went not even thinking about them, but they thought about to find that Savior. And they found the babe in the manger, and they found forgiveness of their sins. And they also rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And they went home glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard. We also have been to Bethlehem. I've heard Christians say, if I would have seen Jesus make water into wine, if I'd seen him multiply the fish and the loaves, if I'd seen him heal the crippled man and raise the dead man, I would believe. Not so. Not so. But you and I, sometimes we think, boy, if only we had seen that. What a joy it would have been in our lives to have seen what God did there. We have seen. That's the advantage you and I have today. We have seen it all. We have seen it all. We have been back in the Garden of Eden. And we've heard the promise there, I put enmity between thee and the woman. We have been there through Isaiah, through Micah, through all the prophets that told about the Messiah to come. And then we actually saw him come. We were there at the manger. And today we're there in that house where the wise men came and knelt down and they gave unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And then they returned home. The return to the home. The shepherds went home praising and glorifying God. You go on a trip ever? Do you ever go on a trip? You have kids in there and go on a long trip to see somebody they're anxious to see, and you get on the road, and we had six of them. But 10 miles down the road, I need to go to bed. And then another 10 miles, are we there yet? Oh no, we got about 1,000 miles to go. But all, are we there yet? Are we there yet? But then on the trip home, what happened on the trip home? They fell asleep. Quiet. And here the trip home, they didn't fall asleep, but they went home peacefully. But even with the shepherd, I mean the wise men going home, they still had another river to cross here, didn't they? Because they had to go a detour. And on those trips, we hated those detours, but I guess on the trip home for them that they had Jesus in their hearts now. They had the riches that they didn't come with. The riches they came with meant nothing to them, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. But now they had Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And they were going home just happy as could be, even though they had to detour all kinds of detours to get away and bypass Herod. They went back to their country. And I'm sure there was witness there. They're somewhere when our missionaries have gotten to the four parts of the world. They still find some sinners of people that believed in Jesus, believed in the Messiah, and were still looking for the Messiah. And so we in our lives today are committed with the same commission that was given to the shepherds. The same commission that was given to the wise men. The same commission that was given to the apostles. You know, they weren't wise people either. They were mostly fishermen. Next to shepherds, you know, that was the two lowly occupations. They were fishermen, but that wisdom they had. They all now had that wisdom that Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, came into the world. Jesus, the Savior of the world, came into the world and took the punishment of my sins, but not mine only. But whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That Savior came for me, gave me forgiveness, gave me life everlasting, and now I'm on the road home to heaven. The problem is, sometime on the road home, we get sleepy, don't we? Like the kids did coming home. We sometimes get a little sleepy in our service to the Lord, in our devotion to Him, in our mission work. We sometimes forget that we are, as we'll sing in closing, we're to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it everywhere that Jesus Christ is born. And that is your mission and mine now, because we have been to Bethlehem. We have been seeing the Savior. We were there a couple weeks ago when Simeon and Anna saw him. These two elderly people. And Simeon held the baby. And now, Lord, let your servant depart in peace, because mine eyes have seen that salvation. He had revealed to him that he would not see death until he had witnessed Jesus Christ born. What a promise was given to Simeon. That's why at the Christian's funeral today, it's more and more in my ministry now, I'm finding that people want at the funeral service the nunc dimittis. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which you have prepared before the Gentiles and the glory of the people Israel. In Epiphany, that is our message today. A message of wisdom, yes. The wisdom created us by the Holy Spirit. The wisdom that you and I know that whatever happens in this world, whatever detours God has us taken, there might be many tough detours for you and for me in our lives, that we have Jesus with us all the way. And we cannot perish, because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If only we would realize how time is fleeting. Look at the situation in the world today. The violence in our country. I cannot believe the hatred in our country. People that hate God, that hate America, out demonstrating. I can't believe it. But God sent us here to hold fast to Jesus. And regardless of what the world is doing around us, we have to stand fast in that faith, and continually we have to be the witnesses there declaring to the world that Jesus died for you and rose again, that he's coming again to take you to himself. That prophet, priest, and king, the three gifts were given: the king for the gold, the prophet, the word, the incense, the frankincense, and also the priest and the prophet for the dead with the myrrh to anoint the body. Those gifts were so significant because that was what Jesus was all about and is all about. He is our prophet, prophesied of himself. He is our priest that prayed for us again and again. And he is that king that's going to rule over us forever. Rejoice. He has come. Now may that wonderful peace with God, that we have through the forgiveness of our sins in Christ Jesus, hold us steadfast in the faith unto life everlasting. Amen.